It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. And man, we are fired up. It's presented by our friends at CarParts.com. I'm telling you, this is the easiest way to get parts dropped right to your door. Later on the podcast, I'll tell you what I actually used them for this week, and I was absolutely shocked they had these parts. Because let's be honest, man, right now parts get dropped to your door is a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, but it's an easy thing to accept. And I accept.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I will take it. Thank you. So, yeah, man. And I'm looking forward to this guest, Kevin, because, you know, I got to tell you, inherently, my blood starts to boil a little bit. And I, you know me and Fords, I have a nervous, you know, twitch about me when I get close to him. I start to shake a little bit. I break out sometimes.
You should be nervous.
but, you know, when it comes to Ford and performance, there's one name that, man, when it's attached to any Ford platform, you just got to look out, man. And that's Roush, you know, Roush Performance. God.
Yeah, dude, they are attached at the hip. I mean,
oh,
Ford
synonymous,
is the big
man, yeah.
brother, I guess. And Roush is kind of that feisty, you know, fighter, little brother attached in there, ready to scrap it up and tear it up. But these guys dominate. I mean, the racetrack, you name it, what style of racing, what kind of performance events. These guys are there, man. They've been doing it forever. And what's so cool is, you know, they're out on the racetrack, they're in the aftermarket. But, you know, what a lot of people can really appreciate is they're so ingrained in the OE that they've got all this space covered, you know, like their experience level, their level of engineering, their level of testing is above and beyond because they can essentially deliver production parts. And we all know, I mean, the production quality is so much greater than the typical aftermarket. And so to get the aftermarket goodies that we want with that production quality, it's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, man, but us Mopar guys and, you know, semi-Chevy blood guys look at these Roush dudes and just get a little jelly. They just keep making really wicked stuff. You know, I was doing another TV show once, and the guys brought out a couple really nasty Roush, like Cobra Jets, and they were all tricked out. And, man, I got to drive a couple of them cars, man, and those things are knocking into eights. And I mean, these cars are unreal. You can get them bang 100 laps, and they're so consistent doing wheelies. And I'm like, God, this sure makes me appreciate some Roush performance. It's tough, man. As much as I hate to admit it, they do have something working for them over there. God dang it. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's cool because, you know, most people know I work for Ford in a day job, you know, advanced powertrain, and get to work with the Roush guys all the time on so many different projects. You know, I get to see some of their facilities, you know, whether it's their composites group, whether it's their prototype machine shop, their engine build areas. I mean, just their engineering in general. I mean, these guys have it all. They have the 3D printers now. I mean, not just the plastic stuff, but I mean, full on metal, you know, with the laser beams and everything, just zapping it all into magical components and parts that you can go bolt on for, you know, prototyping and things like that. But it's cool to see a lot of the insides of Roush, and then, you know, we all get to see the outsides where they're just killing it, you know?
Yeah,
making
man.
Guys like you sweat, you know?
I swear, dude, it's the fact. And, you know, as much as, you know, hell as I like to give them, you just got to appreciate that. I mean, their entire bloodline has been like they cut their teeth in performance. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, you're talking 0 to 60 times, you're talking quarter mile, eighth mile, you know, road course stuff, you know, now it's four-wheel drive stuff. Like, these guys live, eat, sleep, breathe performance. And you know what? I sure appreciate people like that.
Well, I tell you what, man, why don't we go to break a little early? Let's get our man, Josh Hipp, in. This is the director of, you know, aftermarket parts at Roush Performance, man. And it's so awesome because, you know, they've got a whole massive catalog of parts, but these guys put together entire vehicles, right? I mean, you can buy a Stage 3 Mustang, basically comes right off the line, brand spanking new, and these guys know the whole thing. So everything from, you know, whether it's aero stuff, body kit, you know, trim pieces, things that look nice, to 750 horsepower superchargers, brake upgrades, suspensions. They know the whole thing, and you can get one complete. You're not just going and buying a piece and a part. You've got a well-designed, you know, well-engineered, developed ride, or you can part and piece it. Get whatever you like out of their catalog. It's pretty awesome.
I'm gonna be mad at him. I'm a bah humbug his whole interview. I'm just like, ah. I'm gonna get all up in his guts. I'm gonna be like, 770. I got two words for Roush and anybody that works there. Calm down. Calm down. Just, all right, anyway, we'll take a break. Get him on the horn. It's all about it, man. Roush Performance, the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It is Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. And I'll give you a surprise. I'll give you my own personal experience just this week. You know how a lot of online places, you'll never find window regulators or motors for a 70 Roadrunner. And I was like, you know what? I do a lot of my cars for Christmas stuff with them, order parts. Sure enough, get on their website. I'm like, here, make model 70 Roadrunner. Put in what I was looking for, window regulated motors. Boom. Driver and passenger door coming to my back door. Hallelujah. CarParts.com. For a 70.
70. Yeah. 1970 Roadrunner. That's pretty awesome. These guys have an amazing stash of parts from old to new. It's incredible. You know, they even have accessories, you know, everything in the replacement, collision, maintenance. They've got it covered. It's pretty impressive. Even just like performance brake upgrades, like go in there and see what they got. It's pretty cool.
Hey, and there's parts you wouldn't believe that they have, and sure enough, a couple days later, they're at your back door, and you're like, yes. And I hope Joshua heard that. 70 Roadrunner. It takes 50 years for a Mopar part to take a crap. 50. You know? I mean, you got to respect that in itself.
Meanwhile, that's only like the third or fourth regulator that's been in that car.
Absolutely false. Hey, Joshua, welcome to the podcast, my friend, man. Tell everybody what your title is at Roush, man. And if you hear me in a corner, just get sick a little bit. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I appreciate you guys letting me on. Appreciate you guys having me. So my name is Josh Shipp. I'm the director of aftermarket products for Roush Performance, based out of Livonia, Michigan.
Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir. My town right there, man. This is one of my my blood brothers, my neighbor, in a sense, man. Now, I haven't figured out which yard and, you know, I haven't peeked over and checked out his cool rides yet, but I'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a lot of retail space up there in Michigan, over 100 buildings of Roush Performance. And you guys gassed it up pretty well earlier. We're in everything from OEM manufacturing and engineering to private defense, aerospace, and even entertainment. We do some work for some big companies and have a lot of fun. And the best part of the crowning jewel of our company, as I like to say, is Roush Performance. That's where I belong.
So, hey, man, I got to ask how that is going to work every day, being, you know, a legit player in the Roush Performance world, because there's a certain expectation when a car has Roush on it. There really is. As a guy who, you know, I do everything from time attacks and eighth mile, quarter mile stuff to road course stuff. Man, you name it, I've raced it. And I got to tell you, every time you see freaking Roush, you know you're going to have your hands full. It's like, God.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, Roush brings a very long heritage, and Jack Roush and Jack Roush Jr., two incredible people who really have, you know, the work that Jack Roush Sr. did for this company, building it from nothing. You know, Jack Roush actually came from a pretty impoverished town in Ohio, you know, and I'm a Cincinnati guy, and he actually came up about 2 hours east of Cincinnati, an old shipping town. And then once railroad hit that town, it wiped everything out. You know, they were shipping on the Ohio River. So he left and got into the world of racing and has now built a $600 million company, bootstrapped all by himself.
I got to ask, because you left it hanging. You said you're a Cincinnati kid. I have my name. I have my name carved into the beast. I'm just saying, on one of my trips up there, I grew up in Kentucky, Kings Island, the beast. It's the baddest wooden roller coaster in the world. And my name's carved on it right up in one of those lines.
Look at you. Oh, yeah, man. You can't call yourself a Cincinnati or even maybe a Northern Kentucky guy if you haven't ridden the beast in up there in Mason. You can't.
Exactly.
You can't. And 100%.
Hey, and Jack reminds me a little of Carroll Shelby. His whole attitude, look, demeanor, you know, it's kind of interesting in that regard. That old school racer performance guy, you know, the guy that just loves and has really grew up around performance, lived it, loved it, and has made a career out of pushing the envelope.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's always been the battle, right? It's been Roush and Shelby, Shelby and Roush, all the way back since the 70s. You know, these guys have been going at it for years. And, you know, they are, they have a lot of the same spirit, you know, the spirit for always pushing the envelope, going faster, going better, going, you know, being the best in their brands and in their industries, in the performance industries, which is, you know, something that both Roush Performance and Shelby definitely hold near and dear to their heart.
Probably made them both better in the end.
And ultimately it did. You know, we've competed for years, but we've also complimented each other for years. You know, there's nothing breed excellence like competition. Exactly. So we love what Shelby America puts out. Obviously, you know, Ford builds some Shelby vehicles, and believe it or not, we actually do some engineering for some of those vehicles. You know, we don't necessarily tell the world about it, but we do a lot of engineering for Ford, and a lot of the Ford vehicles you see on the road were built at Roush, engineered at Roush, and then, you know, mass produced by Ford.
Yeah, these guys are in it, man. And it's cool to see, you know, Jack Jr. kind of taking the reins, you know, and have that next generation to carry this on and keep growing it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, senior spends most of his time with the race team these days over at Fenway, Roush Fenway. And, you know, Jack's with us at Roush Performance, and it's great to see the duality of what they do for this company. You know, senior put in so much time building the company that now he's really getting to get back to where he started and focus on the race scene. You know, and Jack's down in the trenches with us, just really just trying to build the brand better and better every day. Which is exciting to you know, see someone not come in and say, my name's on the building, we're going to do this, but work so collaborative with their team and really just work every single day to understand the company that's being built and the path that we're going and shape the future. Not just lead it, but shape it with a team, which is, you know, you see some guys who own companies and they dominate the company. Junior is not that way. He truly believes in building this company with the team and providing the best team. And I think that's the same path that his dad set down to him, is that build the best team and the company will be the best because of it. And Junior certainly becoming is and will continue to be an essential part of this team.
You mentioned how cool it was that he's reaping some of the benefits of his hard work, and that's awesome to hear. You also mentioned how you've engineered some of these, you know, these real performance-based cars. Is that something that you might explain a little bit as to how deep in it you guys go? Because I think a lot of people may think of you guys as some bolt-ons or where you could sit in a car or go get a car that's performance-based. But a lot of your engineering, people would be blown away, I think, when they realize just the tried-and-true testing you go through, how hard you push them, and really what you guys are doing for research and development
there. Well, I can kind of jump in. Like, you know, working with you guys for the last 20 years up there in Detroit, you know, if you didn't see a badge or, you know, some kind of emblem on a shirt, you wouldn't know the difference between, you know, a Chrysler engineer, GM engineer, Ford engineer, and a Roush engineer, as far as their capabilities, what they do. You know, they can be so seamless on certain projects. You know, you think about the big three, they're trying to focus on, you know, trying to get a million F-150s out the door, you know? So sometimes these performance products, it's like, yeah, well, we want to do whatever it is, you know, a Raptor, Mustang, you know, knockoff, whatever. But man, our focus is over here. So, you know, maybe we just bring in some of our buddies here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can kind of exchange the right information. And, you know, it's not like just, you know, let it go and they show up with something, but it's just part of a team in most regards on a lot of these type of projects.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're definitely right. That's usually how they start, right? You know, when a new vehicle comes out, oftentimes you'll see the brand managers or some of the higher ups at Ford contact us and say, because we have certain rights that we've earned over the years just being so tightly knit with Ford as an OEM. And I mean, we're tight knit with all the OEMs. We do work for all the big three, not just Ford. But, you know, obviously our core partnership is with Ford because that's the vehicles that we choose to modify and pass on to dealers and to customers. You know, you'll see a lot of times like a new vehicle come out and Ford will call us and say, okay, you're approved to do an aftermarket version of this. And aftermarket is truly not even a good term, in my opinion, because every single thing that we do is engineered to Ford's level or above. So that's the difference of our vehicles. You know, when you look at some other brands, it is, though the parts may look like, even on some of our vehicles, though the parts may look like they're just bolt on and, you know, you could put them on at any garage in the country, The engineering that went behind those parts to make sure, one, that they are 100% going to work the entire time you own the vehicle and even after, and not going to negatively impact the performance of the vehicle, but always enhance it. Those are the things that we go through, the efforts that we go through every day, and then have those backed by Ford and approved by the EPA, CARB, I mean, the Department of Transportation. I mean, anything that you can think of that an OEM has to have a certification for, we have to have a certification for.
And not only certification, but warranties.
Warranty approval. I mean, yeah, I mean, right? we're backing all of our work. Nothing is just based on a you own it kind of deal. Our vehicles, our powertrain vehicles have a minimum of a 336 warranty on them. Some even extend to 560. When you look at our Jack Roush Edition Mustang for 2020, that had a 5-year, 60,000 mile warranty on a powertrain that had 775 horsepower.
Hey, I was just going to bring that up. I'm like, that is absolutely stupid. who would have guessed years ago that we would be talking about a 5-year, whatever, 50, 60,000 mile warranty on a 775 horsepower Mustang that is like 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds. Come on, you kidding me?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, that car being, you know, a tribute to Jack Sr. himself and his accomplishments and his induction to the NASCAR Hall of Fame and everything that went into that. We wanted to make sure it was the baddest car that we'd ever put out, and it was. So, I mean, it was a pinnacle car, only 60 made for the United States, 10 released internationally. And it just was a dominant car, had many of the powertrain components that we actually did some private engineering for Ford and transferred some of that engineering to our car, as well as some proprietary parts that have never been seen before, such as the functional aero. And those, the highlight, one of the nice, coolest things on that car for me was actually the functional heat extractors on the fender, where, you know, the 18 to 20 Mustang or 21 now, you know, with how much stuff Ford packed into that engine bay, a big detriment to it was actually air management. Well, we solved it. So it's something that no one else has been able to say they've solved. We've got 4 or 5 different ways that air is coming in and going out, and we're the only ones to do that. And we put that on the Jack Roush Edition and the Stage 3. So, you know, that's the stuff that we look at and want to solve problems for.
Hey, maybe that's something you could explain a little bit on, Kev, because not a lot of people understand moving the air out is just as critical, you know, as how much air you're pulling in. I don't think there's a good understanding as to, you know, what that air coming off the car and under the car, how it could unsettle it at big speeds.
Yeah, no, so, it gets lost on some people, right? For two ways. Yeah. One, it's how well the car stays planted and managed when you're at high speeds, whether it's straight line or going around a track, or on the street, if you're into that as well. And as well, the second thing is heat management. So you got a lot of cold air in, that's great, right? Obviously the engine runs better, but if you can't dispel it once it heats up, what's it going to do? It's going to heat soak the rest of the motor. It's going to heat soak the supercharger. It's going to, all the cold air you're pulling in is just going to be swallowed up by all the hot air that's still there. So solving issues like that, directing air around the car, directing air out of the engine bay to extract hot air, that stuff's super important. And not many people have solved that issue. They're solving it by adding bigger hoods. You know, putting a million heat extractors in a hood, but we keep a very sleek OEM look that it doesn't make the car look like a drag strip car with a giant cowl hood on it, which obviously increases engine space volume. But we still keep the same OEM, really subtle, sleek look that Ford did an amazing job on the Mustang, but we solved the issues that were still there.
Yeah. You can imagine. I mean, look at today's vehicles. You pop the hood and it's full in there.
Like, it's full, 100%. It's packed.
You got a big opening in the front, but once you get the first little bit of air in there, it's stuck, you know? And like I said, a lot of it's trying to just work its way down underneath the car, which is unsettling. So it's not really where you want it.
You know, that's what we're always, everyone's trying to force air down. We just forced it out the sides and, you know, just took the little bit of real estate that's still there and found a use for it.
And, you know, I don't know on this particular example, but, you know, there's always a good old boy approach, like, yeah, let's try this. That'll work. Let's put the thumb out there and gauge it or whatever. But, you know, the tools that they have, you know, I've seen plenty of our, you know, internal Ford CFD, right? It's looking at, you know, computational fluid dynamics. So it's looking at the airflow going into the engine and all the places it's trying to get out, because you're pressurizing that engine compartment, and it's trying to get out, and it's trapped, and it's going down in this place or whatever. But you can use tools like that, and, you know, that's the kind of thing that Roush has in abundance, is to see where the high pressure zones are, where the low pressure zones are, and try to work these paths, and then try to integrate it into something that looks hot, looks sexy, you know, and has all the function that you're going after. And then baking it in from even the manufacturing side, like the materials you use, the tolerancing you use, the quality you control, to give you something that basically comes off of an OE, you know, production line.
Yeah, we wanted to give it that kind of quality. And we used all the same testing that Ford uses on vehicles, and try to go just one step further, you know, if not more.
Let's take a break. When we come back, maybe we dive into a couple of these vehicles, because you got a pretty sweet lineup, man. If you go check them out, you know, on RoushPerformance.com, man, they... You know, we've been talking about the Mustang, but I see an F-150 here that looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
A Super Duty that looks rad. And, you know, the Ranger has been out just for a couple of years now. But I'm pretty stoked at that little midsize truck and how cool you can make those. So
yeah, we've got some cool stuff to share with you.
I don't even know if we can come back with this guy. I'm mad at him. Hard to be mad at him making all this cool stuff. All right, back in just a minute on the Two Guys Garage Podcast, Kevin Byrd and Willie B. It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Byrd. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. We thank him for it. I'm telling you guys, easy. You just go to the website, CarParts.com. Year, make, and model. That's all you need to start finding the part you need. You get to pick the part, not a guy behind a counter. You.
It's your fault if you get the wrong one.
And that always helps. Get it dropped right to your back door, CarParts.com. All right, we have our boy Josh. I need to ask, you know, we were talking about some of these other models you have. The Mustang sort of stands out. Saw your website. I can't believe you made such a cool Mustang. It just pains me a little bit. You know, and you were just talking about the aero package and, you know, how a lot of people tend to forget air coming off the vehicle. I know, you know, I've done a lot of mile races and have been over 200 several times, and it's amazing what an aero package at, you know, 210, 215, what's needed, you know, and there's some guys that don't reinforce it and come back with a chin strap hanging off. But you guys seem to really have gone the extra sort of step in covering all things performance. From the Mustang, which I'm kind of drooling on their website, to I see a truck in here is killing me too, Smalls. My God, what made you dive into the truck world?
Yeah, so I mean, so we did a small run of trucks back in the early 2010s. That was really kind of the very first one-off trucks that we'd ever done. But we really came out with our first Roush truck, true, you know, diving in and becoming a manufacturer of trucks with the 2015 F-150, which was the all new aluminum body. The first time that they'd gone, that was their first company to do aluminum body. And we saw that as a time to dive in. And the first truck we ever came out with is called the Off-Road, which is still today our most popular truck. We have it in two variants. We have a naturally aspirated 5 liter available in 3.5 EcoBoost as well. And then we have a supercharged version, obviously available only on our 5 liter. And from there, that has grown to now we've been selling trucks for 6 years. We just unveiled our 2021 F-150 based on the all new redesigned F-150. We have also produced in the last 6 years the quickest production truck ever made, which is the Roush Nightmare. The regular cab variant, able to do 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds, which is supercharged as well.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So if you've never seen a Roush Nightmare, it's still currently holds the quickest production truck ever made with two configurations, a regular cab at 3.9 and a crew cab at 4.1. So those things roll out. So they're lowered, you know, wheels and tires, exhaust, supercharge, and then they give that whole Roush flair with our graphics, our grills, our custom interiors as well. So it's a stunning truck. And we've done a lot with that line, and the Nightmare will be back, with the 2022 model.
Ooh, hit.
So that'll be coming back soon. So the return of the quickest production truck will be back.
Well, I mean, think about going back to the Lightning days. I mean, that was such a huge hit, you know?
Oh yeah.
It was a monster of a truck. And, you know, I had a couple buddies with them. They were great. I mean, burnouts galore, you know, and then Ford kind of shifted gears and went into the Raptor, you know, the off-road kind of mode. And I mean, it's turned out to be maybe even bigger. What a crazy awesome machine that is. But anybody that really liked the whole Lightning platform, the, you know, performance street truck, kind of got left behind. So this is a great fill-in for that whole market segment.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was perfect fill-in for the market. You know, the street, you know, Ford's tried to bring back these back in like 2014. They called it the Tremor, which was kind of their what attempted to be like a resurrection of the Lightning, but it was non-supercharged, so it just didn't really play well. I think it was back then that we saw, that's when we saw the opportunity to create it ourselves, and we called it the Nightmare. And we've had a Raptor. We introduced Super Duty a few years ago as well. And then we just introduced Ranger last year. So when you look at our lineup of truck, we've had F-150. We've had four variants of the F-150. We had the off-road, the SC off-road, the Nightmare, and then we had the what we called the Sport. We've since discontinued the Sport and just have the Nightmare. Then we'll have the off-road available now. And then we have the SC and the Nightmare coming back in 2022. Our Super Duty is on the market now, our 2021 Super Duty, our 2021 Ranger. And then we still have our Mustang lineup with the Roush Stage 3. So we've got a few different cars on the market today.
Hey, you're the marketing guy, man. I totally see the commercial you need for the Nightmare, right? It's like, you know, the headline, most nightmares occur while you're awake, right? And it's, you know, taking over a motocross track. It's hucking big jumps, you know, with, you know, 5 feet of that punch playing in the back, you know. Yeah, like mom and pop in a Kool-Aid stand serving hot dogs.
So we did this insane commercial for the Nightmare last year. We did in Ohio, in a town called Hamilton, Ohio. It's the largest city in the country without access to a direct access to a highway. So tons of back roads, tons of city streets. We actually shut down part of the city and had Aaron Kaufman come out and drifted the Nightmare through the city of Hamilton, which real, you know, it has this big factory historic district, and he slides this thing across a bridge through a factory. It's called The Legend of the Nightmare. You get a chance to watch it. That's a good video to watch.
All right, you guys, hold on. I'm going to Google it.
So, hey, you know, as you light these things off and you see how much, you know, people out here on the other end are just ecstatic about it, gets them excited. It's got to feel pretty good in your chair because, you know, at the end of the day, man, this is not something that anybody, you know, necessarily needs. It's something that everybody wants. And that way, when they get their hands on it, it's like the greatest, most awesome toy ever. You're putting smiles per miles. The adrenaline's there. The fun is there. This is, you know, for most people, having something like this is such a cool luxury. And, man, it provides just a blast to their days. So that in itself has got to be damn cool.
No, you know, well said. I mean, it's a blessing. You know, not many people get to wake up and go play with fast cars or cool trucks every day, right? And, you know, I mentioned, you know, off before we got started, I mentioned the business I came from, you know, and I've been blessed enough to be able to do this my entire professional career. I've just been playing with cars. So lucky, you know, super lucky and super an awesome blessing. I get to, you know, there was a time that I was selling them. Now I'm building them as well as building, you know, and really focusing on, you know, my counterparts focus on the vehicles and I focus on the parts. And we just have such a great team that that believes in it and loves their work. And I think it translates into our products because you're right. We're in a commodity business. So you got to have the best commodity in this business. You know what I mean? That's the only way you survive. And the fact that we continue to push the envelope and continue to make sure our products are not only consistent, reliable, but powerful and, you know, head turning. When you see a Roush truck drive down the street or you see a JRE, you stop and look at it. It looks different.
It's ugly.
It's ugly. He says, it's ugly. He says,
well, speaking of some pretty fine machinery, man, tell me a little bit about the Super Duty. Cause that's a whole different class that we're not used to, right? I mean, we've got references to all kinds of pickup trucks, but the Super Duty custom kind of truck market, I mean, that's a little bit unique, man.
The Super Duty is obviously an amazing selling vehicle. The F-Series, you know, best-selling trucks in the world for 3 decades. So when you talk about a Super Duty, you know, you think work truck, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, with these guys will go into dealers and they'll buy high-end Super Duties. They'll buy Lariats and Platinums and King Ranches. And we wanted to cater to a market that, you know, was buying a high-end truck and just wanted a little bit more sophistication from it. So that's kind of the cross of our brand. They're sophisticated products, but they have super aggressive looks. So you've got a custom grill with LED bars, with LED light bars built into it. You've got a brand new wheel and tire set that is all aggression, but still comfortable ride. So you've got a truck that is riding on a Fox suspension. So you've got some off-road capability. And then we do a muffler back exhaust as well. So that it still gives a little bit more sound out of it without messing with any of those emissions. And, you know, diesel emissions are crazy these days. So we don't touch them, but we still give you a little bit more to play with. And you've got a beautiful custom interior. So, I mean, that's the thing, is that we want to take what Ford did, which is an amazing truck, and just take it a step further, so that the guys that don't want to park in a lot full of trucks and be lost in the mess, they buy our truck and they stand out. And that's the reason, is they get all the off-road capability that they want with the sophistication that the price point, would earn.
I'm a big fan of what I'm seeing here on the website with the optional upgrade from the bed manager and all these cool things that you guys can, you're right. You never think about a Super Duty like this. You think of it so utilitarian and not really a sport offering, but God, you look at that, you'd never think it's a Super Duty.
You know, and what's funny is that you see some of the products that we put out, based off the Ford chassis, and then every once in a while you'll see a Ford offering that looks like it's based on our chassis. So it's, we're pushing the envelope enough that it's even getting the attention of some of the people that we do business with.
It's life. What is it? That phrase, imitating art imitating life.
Yeah, 100%.
Which one is it? What is it? Dog leading the owner leading the dog.
Right. And so, I mean, and then we took our experience with the Super Duty, and that's what we, all the success that we have there, and we had with the previous F-150, and that we poured all that into the new F-150. That's really the crowning jewel of our business these days is our F-150 off-road.
Oh, it's ugly. Y'all should go check it out, man. That grill is pretty cool.
I can tell you from experience that whole, standing out, because like you said, the F-150 is, I think, the number one selling vehicle for the last 30 something years. So as a newer F-150 owner, man, everywhere you go, now you kind of cue in, you're like, oh, there's another one. There's another one. And after, you were so proud of your awesome piece of machinery that you just picked up and paid some good coin for. And you look around, you're like, well, I'm just lost in the crowd here,
And with the new F-150, we went completely new. So, I mean, obviously Ford did a great job with the new one. It looks insane. It's super well designed. All the new tech, all the new bells and whistles they put into it is really just our package complements their truck and vice versa. Our package this time, historically we go with an off-road look with, standard off-road fender flares, wheel and tire suspension. This time we did something new. We went with an LED lit grill, which is something that we've not done before. So the grill is completely custom. It has Roush. We took the Ford badge off and it says Roush across the face. You can see that in that photo right there on our website. The wheel is completely custom that we designed just for this truck. Historically we've done something different with wheels where, even if it's not designated, we work with companies and design it together. This time we designed it and had it made for us, only for us.
That's some nice looking shoes.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So the stance is perfect, nice 20 inch wheels with a 33 inch tire. It's still sitting on a Fox 2.5 suspension, which is, the gold standard in suspensions for a Ford product these days. And we use the same suspension on our Super Duty and on our Ranger. But the big new bells and whistle item for us this year on the truck is the new flares. We went with a wide body truck look rather than the off-road flare look, that kind of bushwhacker style look. We went wide. So this truck is considerably wider than a standard F-150, which gives it that ultimate aggression. They're painted flares, so painted to the color of the truck, so they're absolutely paint matched. We've got functional heat extractors built in, again, getting air out. And it is just, it's a totally new truck for us. It's something that we've never done before. We went a step further. So even though we're calling it an off-road, it just looks like a super sophisticated truck with that, has an awesome wheel and tire combo on it. So it could be the best of both. It can be a pavement princess for the guy that never wants to take it to the campsite. It could be a truck that always lives off the road. It is truly both.
You know, what's cool is, let's say you've already got your whatever, F-150. You already got your Mustang. You didn't check the box. You didn't get the Roush one. You can go on their website and pick out all that stuff. You can put all that on there if you want, man. You can build your own stage one, stage two, stage three, or any combination that you want. So,
Very, very customizable. We do reserve some of our parts just for the guys that buy the, you know, men and women that purchase the overall vehicle, the serialized production. But a lot of our stuff available for retail parts. So the DIY or the guy that's getting a car from a dealership and having them put on, you know, visiting our 200 Roush dealerships and having them install some work for them can get a fairly custom vehicle based on a stock chassis using our components. And then, you know, obviously we cater to the guys that want the already done vehicle. And that's when you get all the Roush bells and whistles.
Well, man, that's just absolutely too logical. It makes way too much sense. Quit it. It is, man. It's a great package and awesome just offering from you and your team at Roush. I imagine all those times your parents, your mom, your dad, somebody told you that, oh, stop playing with cars. It's never going to lead to anything. I bet it sure is nice. Just kind of laughing at that memory now.
Oh, yeah. My dad's in the car business. Been working he's been in the service side of the business for, gosh, 20 some years, almost 25 years, I think now. 20 years now. And, you know, when I was a kid, believe it or not, I loved cars. I always thought they were fun. But, you know, sitting there at the end, you know, when I was going to college, I was like, man, I don't know. You know, I didn't think cars was going to be my career. And when I joined the car business after college, it was the right decision right away. And I knew, and I've stayed in the business ever since, never took a break, never left. I've literally been building and playing with cars since I was 20.
Do us a favor, pass this message along to you and your team. Calm down. Stop. Y'all need to relax. Take a couple weeks off. God.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. You're just jealous.
Where do people find all things Roush? I know RoushPerformance.com is the strongest website. What about social media ways?
You can find us all the same under the same handle, Roush Performance, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. We're really pushing big into Instagram and YouTube this year. So we're really growing our presence there. We put out a lot of our best content on YouTube. You'll see full walk arounds of all our vehicles as well as a lot of our dealerships do really phenomenal jobs of building really high end content. They do a great job with it. You can find on all socials, same handle.
A lot like swimming, y'all. You probably don't want to go to the website. It's 30 minutes after you eat, you know, just to make sure you hold it all in. Hey, congratulations on everything, man. You guys check it out, RoushPerformance.com. It is real cool. Just like we said, man, it's the fun factor of all things automotive. Go check it out, Roush Performance. And Josh, we thank you for your time, man.
Thanks so much, guys.
And don't forget about our shows, you guys. Air weekends on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. Episodes also streaming on Motor Trend On Demand, which is a great way to find us. Thanks to our guests, Joshua Hip, my man Kevin Bird, I am Willie B, your producer Scoop, and executive producer Bob Ecker.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out our website, twoguysgarage.com. Share your thoughts with us on social, man. We're everywhere, too. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Two Guys Garage. And the Two Guys Garage podcast, it's copyright 2021, Britton Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Man, I'm looking at that truck right now, man. That F-150 sharp.
it's beautiful. Yeah, so we're doing it, and dealerships are going to start seeing it in about 3 weeks. They're going to start seeing their first trucks, so it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I got to go check them out. What am I saying? No, they're ugly. You got to throw pork chops on them. Get a dog to get in. They're ugly, y'all. Hey, we'll catch you guys on the next Two Guys Garage podcast. Y'all take care.
See you guys. Two Guys Garage podcast is produced by Britton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.